Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
And good morning to you on this. Well, it's been a little drizzly. I hate to
gray say. And damp, and but it's almost like living in Western Washington again.
I know, it's the weirdest thing.
I like it.
But it's gonna get a little bit better today. That's okay.
You mean that cancer-causing ball of fire is going to appear in the sky once more?
That's right. Well, you are energized today, sir.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
I was doing my favorite reading, New England Journal of Medicine. I
mean, that's right. That's right, and we're going to talk about that. Dr. Humat is not with us this morning until 9 o'clock. She will be here at 9 o'clock. And actually, she'll be here for 3 hours this morning, because we do a total of 4 hours of Leading Edge Medicine, 2 hours here on KTTH, and then 2 hours on another station in town. But then this afternoon at 1 o'clock, normally a pre-recorded show, we're going to be live for our brand new show last week, brand new, called Beautiful You.
And that's why I told her don't come in for the first part of the show, because I don't want her doing 5 hours and then doing that last show when she's tired and hungry.
That's right. So. And you'll make me do it.
Yes.
You make me do 5 hours.
No pity for you.
Actually, 6 with the, and what have you.
But the reality is, you know, you and I are as comfortable on the radio as we are in our living rooms. And it's still a bit stressful for Samara. She's newer.
But I want you to think this is difficult for me. This is very hard.
I know that this is the highlight of your week.
Oh, shut up.
So you get to show off. To the...
Anyway, so many things that we want to talk about today, and I know so many things that you want to talk about today. I will tell you in about 10, 12 minutes, we've got Dr. Michael Gilbert going to be here just for 5 or 10 minutes. We've got lots to do today, but he was coming by to pick up some things and some supplements that he ran short of, and so he texted me, and he said, any chance I could stop by? I know it's not business hours. And I said, well, great, yes, and while you're here. So anyway, we'll have Dr. Michael Gilbert with us in a few minutes. But with all the politics going on, with all the pandemic going on, I think what you wanted to talk about to start the show off is fabulous. But first, I want to give out the number. But first, and then there's more. If you have a question for Dr. Mixon, and actually Dr. Michael Gilbert, because he'll be here in 10 minutes, call us at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. And for you new listeners who don't know who the heck Dr. Michael Gilbert is, he is with Northwest Vision Institute. Actually, he is Northwest Vision Institute. He's got a lot of staff.
He's got a big team.
A lot of other doctors and ophthalmologists and what have you. Big staff. Wonderful place. It's where all of us around here.
But he is the driving force who started and the runs and yada, yada, yada.
Grand Poobah, as you would like to say.
Yes, that's right.
Anyway, and so if you have any questions about your eyes or that kind of thing, you can call 800-465-8770. So I understand our fine president got whacked by Facebook. Tell us.
Facebook. Well, you know, the doctors at Facebook determine what is real medical knowledge and what is fake. I would really be interested in knowing their qualifications. But let me digress a little. Donald Trump is not a doctor. He doesn't even play one on TV. But he does have some world-class talent around him, talking to him about science and diseases and the epidemic. Unfortunately, like most laymen, he listens to the expert and then he mangles it when he goes out in public because he doesn't really understand everything he hears. You know, I mean, we saw that with the ultraviolet light, you know, killing a coronavirus. And, you know, that was because there had been a study published 2 days before he made his comments. Somebody in the White House told him about it. He went out and talked to the press and got waxed because, well, he screwed it up a bit. But, you know, ultraviolet light does kill coronavirus. But no, we cannot shine ultraviolet light through the interiors of our bodies to get rid of the coronavirus. So, you know, what laymen hear and what doctors say are not always the same thing. And when that layman is president of the United States, well, it can cause some issues. But in this case, a PAC supporting Mr. Trump just got banned from Facebook because they put out a video, an ad, that said that children were essentially immune to coronavirus and therefore we should open the schools. And Facebook, of course, said, oh, fake, terrible, it's not true. We can't open the schools because children may die by the legions. Well, of course, it turns out that the PAC and Mr. Trump are right. Children account for 1.78% of coronavirus illnesses and almost none of the deaths. So less than 2% of children will ever get infected, which is really kind of amazing. Or I'm sorry, of those people who get infected, less than 2% will be children. Right. And New England Journal of Medicine had first published an article on that this past week, which is part of what they were talking about. Back in April and May, there were speculation as to why children didn't get as sick as adults and had a much lower incidence, and a lot of different theories were thrown out. New England Journal of Medicine just published a paper saying they believe it's due to the ACE2 receptor paucity in the airways of children. ACE receptor 2 is the receptor structure that the coronavirus bonds to invade our bodies. And older folks have a lot more ACE receptor 2s than kids. In fact, kids have almost none in their airways. They don't develop them until early adult years, although some kids will start developing a few in their mid to late teens, which is why we see a few more so-called children getting infected at 16, 17, 18 years old. Biology does not follow our legalities. You know, we have said you're a child till you're 18. So at 11, you know, at 17 years, 11 months and 29 days, you're a child. And the next day you become an adult. Biology doesn't work that way. But young children, like my 8-year-old daughter, odds on her getting sick from coronavirus are almost zero. And it's because she just doesn't have the receptors in her nose and airways that the virus needs to attach.
Interesting.
So small children certainly are almost totally immune to the virus. Facebook is wrong.
Yeah, I had heard the other day that there had been no one under 12 in California that has ever died.
Has ever died, no.
Of the virus.
Small children don't get sick hardly ever. Now, they do have a few receptors. There will be the occasional child. But even when they get sick, they don't get very sick. Small children, when they get sick, tend to have very, very brief, mild illnesses, and most of the time are asymptomatic. They may carry the virus a few days, and their immune system is wiped out.
And so, of course, Facebook has apologized worldwide.
No, absolutely not. In fact, they've banned them from running another political ad until the election is over.
No kidding.
Yes. They said, well, it's only a 90-day suspension. We said, well, just have to see. The election's in 90 days. I wonder. So, yeah.
Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah. So they didn't.
I mean, even if it was.
Even if it were untrue, yeah, Facebook would be saying, you can't run a political ad for the rest of the election. But the fact is, they've taken a factually accurate ad and banned these people from running it. And no, there's no recourse. You know, Facebook does what Facebook wants to do. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So anyway, those of you that are worried about schools opening, Certainly elementary school should all open. The only codicil I would put on that, if your child is a cancer survivor, has had radiation and chemotherapy, keep them home and protect them, because even common colds might kill your kid. Okay. Those children are hypersusceptible to all infections.
Sure.
But if you've got even a moderately healthy child who's 12 years old and under, for goodness sakes, get them back in school. And if the authorities don't want them back in school, you vote those authorities out of office.
Yes. Well, I guess that's our opportunity, isn't it? And hopefully that's interesting. Oh, man, I think the statistics are amazing. You had said no child had died in California, and I think in the country, like three.
Three children in the country, yeah. But but when we talk about children, we're talking about physiologic children,
okay,
not legal children.
Okay.
All right. I mean, if we're going by, you know, mental children, we're talking about most of the politicians in the country. But, you know, that's a whole different issue.
This whole thing reminds me of, and of course I look back at the wisdom of the Doobie Brothers.
Is that the Scooby Dooby Doo?
Yeah, well, no.
Oh, no, that was
Frank and whatever. But the Doobie Brothers, who's what a fool believes he sees, no wise man can basically change his mind. And there's a lot of foolishness.
I have a feeling you really mangled that quote.
Yeah, well, a little bit. But what a fool believes. There's just a lot of nonsense being communicated. I have a relative who's got two little kids, 4 and 6. And she's just absolutely freaked out. I mean, totally, totally freaked out. And has her kids all bundled and with a mask everywhere they go, just playing out in the yard. I mean, it just drives me insane.
I know. Yeah, the mask science is interesting. Obviously, masks do lower your risk indoors, because that's where coronavirus tends to, you know, we are all in there breathing together. And most buildings today, due to the 1960s obsession about energy protection, conserve energy, are pretty close to airtight. And so the virus can't get out and we don't get fresh air in. What we need, of course, is buildings that have a whole lot of airflow. But outdoors, there are multiple studies now showing that masks do virtually nothing to you outdoors, unless you are in a very closely packed street. You know, if you're in downtown Hong Kong, for goodness sakes, yes, your mask is important. Even if I were in downtown Seattle, though, why on earth anybody would go to downtown Seattle?
Not me.
but even in downtown Kirkland, if I am going to be close to other people for prolonged periods of time, I'm wearing my mask. But when I'm out running on the trail, and my closest approach to someone else is, you know, 20 feet, and we're both running in opposite directions, there is no need for a mask whatsoever. Although I am cognizant of usually the elderly ladies walking down the trail at the pace of a Pekingese, who are not only wearing their mask, but as I run by 20 feet from them, turn their back to me in abject fear that they might get infected.
Yeah.
Which has no science behind it at all.
Yep. Well, interesting. What a fool believes he sees, no wise man has the power to reason away. Anyway, sorry, I finally got
Dr. Google
found it up. Dr. Google for me. But that's where we are. That's good stuff. We're going to go to a break right now, and we've got all the lines open. So if you have a question for Dr. Mixon, and because he just walked in the door a few minutes ago, Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute, then you just need to call right now. You call now, you'll be next at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Call now. We'll be talking to you in about a minute or two. Don't go far. Past the hour. Pete Talbot here. You are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. Today with Dr. Jerry Mixon. Dr. UMAT will be here at 9 o'clock. She's got a long day in the studio today. Again, don't forget this afternoon at 1 o'clock, we'll be live with our new program called Beautiful You, basically sponsored by Bellamedica, our aesthetics division at Longevity Medical Clinic. And we'll be talking about all kinds of things, hair restoration and, oh, you name it. Quite exciting
fillers.
Stuff. Fillers, facials, hair removal, and hair restoration.
Dark spots on the skin.
Oh, yeah.
Age spots.
That was wonderful. Can't you see my beautiful face here?
Well, I see your face.
I don't see
the dark spots it used to be.
That's there. Right. That's right. They are gone. It just blew
folks,
me away.
I got to tell you, beautiful is a bit of an overstatement.
That's what we named the show after. I think it was me. Beautiful you. So, there we go. Oh, I love this job. All right.
Vanity, thy name is Pete Talbot.
Yes. So where are we? We are looking for people to call in, but we've got... Good morning to you, Dr. Michael Gilbert.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning it is, except for the drizzle.
Well, that's right. But it'll get better and back to the good weather soon enough.
This is refreshing, actually.
It really is.
It is.
Yeah.
And I'm a Seattle native. I don't even notice this.
Yes, I agree.
Although I agree. I don't admit to being a Seattle native anymore.
Even though,
much.
Well.
Kirkland Bellevue native.
That's right.
That's right. But from a weather point of view, we travel a lot.
Yeah.
We vacation.
That's right.
In the sun a lot. And that makes Seattle, or the greater Seattle area, Puget Sound area.
Folks, did you just hear Pete say that he vacations a lot? Have I given him too much vacation? I want
way
to hear,
too much.
Everybody, raise your hands if you think Pete Talbot gets too much vacation.
My hand's up. And but he knows I work on my vacation. In fact, I could tell you a story about the last 2 days. I was in Eastern Washington. My wife noted I took 180 texts, and I had 47 phone calls on 2 days that I was supposed to be off with my granddaughters. I'm in the proverbial doghouse right at the
grandpa's
moment.
Grandpa's a workaholic.
Anyway, but it was a very productive day, and we had some wonderful time. Dr. Michael Gilbert, you are here because I specifically wanted to ask you this morning. We've been going through this pandemic. So what new revelation, or what has your practice, ophthalmology, has there been some new patterns developed, some new things that have happened that are unusual because of the pandemic?
Well, I'm very blessed. We're very busy, and I love what I do. So that means I'm really enjoying life and trying to deliver the best care we can under our challenging circumstances. But frankly, we've taken all kinds of precautions, and I think we're doing well for and with patients. The most interesting things that I have seen as we have come back to seeing a full day of patients. One is medical and concerning for the diabetic community, and that is, and this could just be small sample, but I have seen in the last 2 months since we've opened and started seeing patients after the lockdown, I have seen more vision loss from diabetic retinopathy to a severity I've seen more in the last 2 months than I've seen in the last 5 years.
Come on.
Now, I have a retina specialist in the practice, and so, yay, that's good for business. But it's concerning to me that the diabetics aren't getting their annual or frequent enough eye exams to ward off that loss. Diabetes historically used to be one of the major causes of blindness in the United States. It's no longer, because diabetic changes are entirely treatable. Not only is the diabetic retinopathy treatable, but as you know, many forms of diabetes can be reversed, and Longevity works very hard at doing that and does a great job. So diabetes gives an opportunity not only to address the underlying disease, diabetes itself, but for goodness sake, as you're addressing it, make sure you get your eyes checked. Don't wait until you can see a change in your vision. By that time, there's a lot of damage, and some of it likely permanent. You need to get that vision checked. You need to get the retina checked. thoroughly, at least on an annual basis, to make sure for on screening basis that there are no subtle changes that can lead to permanent loss of vision.
So you think it's just the fact that people haven't been seeing their doctors, or I've been hearing that people have been eating horribly. They've been gaining weight. They've been eating not as well as they would normally. Could that be a factor?
It's certainly possible that there's less maybe poor control. Certainly there's evidence people aren't going to the doctor. You know, that window, people were skipping going to emergency rooms for strokes and heart attacks, let alone taking care of their diabetes. So it certainly may have been a matter of control. Maybe it's a matter of it's something else that I've wondered, because I too have been thinking about that. Maybe it is, I've been neglecting myself. Maybe it's time that, you know, now we're out of this pandemic, I'm doing fine. Maybe it's time to focus on some of my health.
And this I think this is happening. Jerry, don't you think this is happening at longevity? I think people are waking up and realizing there's never been a better time, or maybe a more important time, to get serious about your health.
Well, certainly during the pandemic, our patient acquisition has really jumped. You know, when we started off early, everything shut down, of course.
So that would support that theory. Yeah. I think that's a major part of it.
Over the course of the last 6 weeks or so, we have just been inundated by people wanting to come to the clinic. And in fact, our HAs, health analysis appointments that we've been running have been just swamped. It's a real phenomenon. I think the fact that being overweight means you might die. Realistically, if you have a BMI that's body mass index of 30, which is just right that borderline between overweight and obesity, you have a 600% increase in risk of death. 600% increase in risk of death from coronavirus. And this starts with mild overweight. Every pound you put on increases your risk of dying from this virus. And by the time you reach even mild obesity, you're up 600%. So, yeah, people are paying attention to the fact that now is a great time to try to get healthy and clean up all those things you've been putting off.
Let me just, Jerry, since you did that, I have good news, bad news scenario again about the health analysis appointments. Just discovered this again officially yesterday. We only, through the month of August, only have 19 appointments available of the free health analysis appointments, which means they'll be gone probably by the end of the day today, because I'm going to make this announcement that 17 of them are in Linwood. We have none available in Tacoma and only one in Kirkland.
Yeah.
And we're embarrassed about that, but there's only so much we can do because we can't ignore our regular patients. And so we can only do so many of the free health analysis appointments. I should just say, and the reason why they'll be gone is that through the month of August, we are still offering the $100 of free longevity supplements. Which is why you came in today, because you ran out and you wanted more. But my point is, so if you're going to do a health analysis appointment, you think, well, I'll do it in the fall. Well, okay, we'll see you in the fall. And there may or may not be some sort of special thing for you to consider. But right now, there's $100 of free longevity supplements, and we're stopping that the end of this month. And so, folks, if you want one, and I should say that means that if you're in Tacoma or Kirkland or the East Side or what have you, you can do your free health analysis appointment in Linwood. And let's say you do that and you get so excited, you learn some things about your health and you just say, yeah, I think I'm going to consider being a patient at Longevity. It doesn't mean you have to be a patient and start seeing our doctor in Linwood. You did the free health analysis in Linwood, but then you could become a patient in Tacoma or Kirkland or Linwood. So it might be worth going to Linwood, even if you're in Tacoma, especially if you want the $100 of free longevity supplement. So there you go. Good news, bad news, mostly good news if you go to the your computer right now and make an appointment, because that's what 95% of these appointments are made online. You simply go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. And right there on the homepage, it's kind of highlighted there. You just push the button that you're supposed to push to make an appointment. And when that happens, the three clinics will show up. Well, obviously, you need to, if you're going to do it literally, like right this very minute, you might be able to snag that one appointment that's available in Kirkland. But the rest of you, you'll push the Linwood button, and their schedule of free health analysis appointments will come up on the page. You click on that appointment, and it's yours. Simple as that. First come, first serve. I guess that's the key. First come, first serve. So do that. LMClinic.com. LMClinic.com. Now, with that, we've got a couple of questions about eyesight. And we got to do a break. Fui, can you say just another 5 or 10 minutes?
Sure.
I didn't mean to do this to you.
No, nope, perfect.
It's your Saturday, but stay another 5 or 10
sure.
minutes so you can at least take these calls.
Yeah.
And let's go to a break right now. And when we come back with Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute, he'll take a couple of calls before he goes off and enjoys his Saturday with Colleen and his kids and all that good stuff. All right. If you've already decided that you need to have your eyes checked out, I mean, come on. Northwest Vision Institute is where you ought to go and make an appointment. 425-450-2020. 425-450-2020. You can even make an appointment at nwvision.com. nwvision.com. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. 33 minutes past the hour. Pete Talbot here. And, of course, you're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. For 21 years, close to 22 years, we have been on the air. And Dr. Mixon, the founder and chief medical officer, had this vision known as Longevity Medical Clinic. Freaking amazing. I remember when I ran into you, Jerry, in 99. You started in 98, the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And in 99, we ran into each other, and I got so excited. As you might imagine, Michael Gilbert, who's sitting here with us, it was just so, the first thing I wanted to do was be a patient, as did my wife, as did every relative I knew.
I remember your first question was, why isn't this place filled?
That's right. It blew me away because, yeah. Unfortunately, you hadn't figured out how to get people
in. I was losing my shirt is what it was, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I was deep in debt and sinking deeper in debt every single month. And Pete Talbot came in and said, why isn't this place filled? And I said, I don't know. I'm doing everything that the radio stations and the newspapers tell me to do.
They were screwing you.
They were designing the ads, and they were charging me an arm and a leg for them, and I was getting no results. Never, ever, ever listen to a radio or a magazine or a newspaper marketing salesman.
Well, okay.
That's true. That's what was killing me. And so you came in and changed it. And in fact, he made me an offer and said, you know, give me 1 month and try it. And I did.
Yeah.
So made a big difference.
It made a difference. And we've been, more importantly, good friends ever since. But having a heyday, having a blast helping people realize and wake up to the fact that you really can feel better this next year than you felt last year, even 5 years ago, even 10 years. In fact, we have people on the air that you hear some of the ads. We don't tell them to say it. They say they feel better now than they did 30 years ago. And that's what gets you up in the morning, isn't it? It's not the money. It's not the success. Even those things obviously are nice. But you've committed your life to doing exactly what we're doing at Longevity.
I'm doing what I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm having fun. I get up every morning. I do things that They're useful. They help a lot of people lead better lives. I have a lot of fun doing it, mostly because I get to learn a lot of new stuff. I get to, you know, read new journal articles and talk to researchers and go to labs all over the planet. And I make a decent living in the process. And, you know, how do you complain with that? Why on earth would I quit?
Jerry, we summarize that doing well by doing good.
Yeah.
And it's a great joy.
It is. And, you know, if you don't mind my waxing just a little bit philosophical here this morning.
Good.
I have maintained for years that we've got things backwards in this country, in fact, in most of Western society. The romantic figure is to go out and buy a lottery ticket for a dollar and get $200 million in return. You know, that's the thing. Boy, wouldn't it be great if I could just buy a lottery ticket and suddenly I'm wealthy and I've done nothing useful for anybody but buy a ticket. The next most important way in America is you get to do something like be a gambler. Isn't that a romantic way to make a living? You're gambling. Again, totally worthless for society. If you look at any of our major movies, the villain is always the businessman. If you are providing goods and services that people want and will pay for, there's something shady about that in our society. It's considered it's a little bit underhanded to actually sell people stuff they want to buy. And God forbid you actually make money doing good things for people, because virtue is supposed to be its own reward. And if you're doing stuff that is socially beneficial and helps people who need you, somehow that's considered to be a bit immoral because you're trafficking in pain or suffering or ignorance. And you're taking people who hurt and are frightened and you're helping them and you make a profit in the process. Now, I maintain that's totally backwards. You know, there is nothing in the natural world that says that singing and dancing or throwing a ball or running fast is worth tens of millions of dollars a year. People sang and danced and played games long before they became millionaires for doing it. And they would not stop singing, dancing, performing if it was not massively rewarding. So, you know, I say to hell with that group. I think we should be rewarding people for doing good things for other people. That should be the highest calling. You should get the most reward for doing good things for people. And for doing things that are totally neutral, such as sports and acting and singing, that has no special value. And certainly buying lottery tickets or, you know, or doing things such as gambling, these are not socially beneficial. To hell with them. So I just think we've got it backwards, and I make no apologies for making a good living by helping tens of thousands of people to lead better, more productive, more joy-filled lives.
I remember at the end of a seminar, a lady left a seminar. We've done probably 1,000 seminars over the years, even though not lately, not for the last year or so, but one lady left and she said, "This just sounds so wonderful, but if it's so wonderful, it should be free."
Yeah. Why isn't it free?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
She stomped off. She was hacked off.
Yeah, she was upset because we actually charged.
I feel the same way about iPhones. Yeah. If it's so wonderful, why isn't it free?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, sure. Yeah, or why isn't it made in America at least? You know, of course, I've got my plan for that one too, but I sent a thing, you know, to several Congress people recently and suggested a new tax plan that if your product was made in an adversarial country, if it's made in China or Russia or Iran or any of those, we have actually listed countries that are adversarial countries to us.
Enemies.
I didn't say enemies. Enemies you go to war with. Adversaries.
Okay.
Okay. Adversarial countries are how they're classed by the government. Your business tax rate on those products should be 40%. If the product is made in America, it's your 20% corporate tax rate. And if it is a product that used to be made in an adversarial country and you brought it back to America, it's 15%.
Smart. Give
follow the dollars.
Yeah.
Follow the dollars.
That's right.
If Apple had to pay 40% on the iPhones made in China and 15% if they brought them back to America and produced American jobs, Apple would stop producing in China.
They'd come home.
They'd come home.
Of course.
Sure, because you always follow the dollars. You know, so anyway.
Well, we've taken a little detour here, but it's been interesting. Very interesting. I only meant to say that longevity has been a big part of my life for the last 21 years now, since meeting this bum back in 1999. And it has been a complete joy because we all wake up every morning knowing that we're helping people feel better. And it affects their marriages. It affects their family relationships. It affects their jobs and the community. It's very fulfilling. You feel the same way.
Oh, I occasionally get asked when I think I might retire. And I say, why would I retire from this?
Yes.
And these are patients who, as they go through my my office, or at least the Bellevue office, you see my wall of pictures of some of the charity surgeries we do in Africa. I get so much personal reward from what I do.
Yes.
Please don't tell the government. I don't know why I'm saying this on air. I do this for less.
Yeah.
There's so much personal reward from what we get to do. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons Pete, you know my staff.
Oh, yeah.
They're motivated.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, you got to get a paycheck. But they're motivated because they see the miracle that we get to participate in. Saving vision, restoring vision. It's electric.
It really is.
It is.
Yeah, now, last time somebody asked me if I was thinking of retiring soon because, you know, this is my 73rd birthday this month. And I said, about a week after I die. You know, I've been dead a week. I'll consider retiring.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Time to slow down.
So.
Well, you've even prepared, without going into a whole lot of detail, for should you get hit by a truck tomorrow,
yep.
Things go on.
Yes.
Long after you're gone.
The clinic does not end if I do. No, true. I've made provision that the clinic, the businesses, all of the things that I'm involved in continue with or without me. Sure.
This is good. Now, we didn't get to any calls.
Any questions?
And so let's take one right now, then a quick break, and then
perfect.
One more. Then you can go.
Perfect. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's go to Jerry in Longview. Jerry, thanks for holding. You're on with Dr. Michael Gilbert.
Good morning, Jerry.
Yes, I was wondering what the top five nutrients were for eye health.
Wow. Top five nutrients. The first one that comes to my mind is omega-3s. The omegas have interesting ability to help both comfort through altering the tear film, and also the DHA component is found to be supportive of brain health, which is related to the retina. So there are some studies that can help decrease macular degeneration incidence. If I had to do more about nutrients, then probably the most important, again for the retina, but it would be lutein and zeaxanthin. And when I think about nutrition, probably the most powerful, and I'm just going to use just for time, the AREDS study, AREDS, and there have been two large nationwide studies involving thousands of seniors, multiple universities, NIH-sponsored, very powerful, that looked at nutrition. And it showed combinations of vitamins that include lutein and zeaxanthin, and showed a 25% to 30% decrease in the incidence of macular degeneration in patients who had retina changes and were at risk for it. So I think, you know, those would be, and so your five, I went a little over by invoking that because there are actually more than five. But those would be the most powerful in the order that I end up recommending them in the office.
When I was with you last, you said, make sure I'm taking four packets of Relief Factor every
yes.
day. And primarily because of the omega-3s, I'm assuming?
Right, yeah. Yeah. Omega-3 and omega-6 can be powerfully helpful.
Jerry, anything to add to that?
The only other one I can think of would be perhaps some zinc.
Sure.
You know, but
zinc is part of the AREDS formulation.
Mm-hmm.
And importantly, it's in a disproportionate amount than you would find in Centrum Silver and general vitamins.
Yeah, it's a significant upsell, actually. So, yes, but that, of all the things you mentioned, that's the only thing that came to my mind was I'd throw a little extra zinc in there.
And if you just look at the AREDS formula, you'll see the zinc. But really the key to that being effective is someone looking in your eyes and saying, you would benefit from this.
And for those of you who have been listening to this show for a while, you'll know that getting your eyes checked, especially once you're 45 or 50 years old, every year is critical because there are things, very negative things that can be happening to you, dangerous things that can be happening to you that you can't tell yourself. You don't know they're going on. So an annual eye check once you hit our age, 50 and up, is absolutely critical. If you haven't done it or you don't know where to go, well, now you do. Northwest Vision Institute, here's their number, 425-450-2020. Please don't procrastinate any longer. Be smart. Be proactive. 425-450-2020. Now, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk quickly with Jeannie from Seattle. She has a question about melanoma in the eye. Interesting. Okay.
Scary, actually.
Yeah, scary. Indeed. We'll be right back. And Dr. Samira Umat just walked in the door. She's going to go grab a cup of coffee, and she'll be joining us at the top of the hour. Nice to see you, ma'am. All right. Meantime, spur of the moment, last minute, we had no idea this was going to happen, but Dr. Michael Gilbert is here because he ran out of Relief Factor and some
came by the office to pick up
and
some.
And he came by to pick some up, and I said, get your butt in here. I mean, come on, you're here. Let's
always a warm invitation from Pete.
Yes, right, yeah. Get your butt in here. That's
and you see how crude he is. I would have said, bring those golden dulcet tones to the microphone.
Oh, my gosh.
But
he used to like my voice, but now he's got...
Tossed
got
aside.
Thing.
Tossed aside.
Been...
Michael's got a better voice.
That's right.
Oh, my.
That's right. All right. Let's take another call. Again, if you just tuned in, I've got Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute, and we're going to take at least one more call for him. If you have a question, you can call us, though. We've got 2-3 lines open still at 800-465-8770. Let's go to Jeannie in Seattle. Jeannie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Thank you. My question is, I have a neighbor who was just diagnosed with melanoma of the eye, and at this point, I'm wondering what that prognosis is. He did have markers put in his eye for proton therapy, and that's about all I know.
Well, the good news of it is that ocular melanoma used to be a very difficult diagnosis and a reason for removing the eye in the past. Today, radiation therapy has become very powerful for this. The most common treatment, depending on the size of the tumor on diagnosis, is radiation through a plaque. The part of the eye that develops the melanoma is the choroid in the retina, so it's in the back part of the eye. So in order to get intense radiation to that spot and preserve the rest of the eye tissue is to put a radiation plaque right behind it that is calculated to direct an intense beam right through the tumor, but isolated to the tumor. So you actually have focal radiation, and those are gold plaques that insulate, so it's unidirectional radiation right on the tumor through the eye wall, And then as it diminishes, then that radiation or that gold plaque is removed. So it can be, hard to know if that's the treatment that's planned, but by far that's the most common treatment today, and generally has the ability to preserve the eye and preserve much of the eyesight.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Now,
does that therapy usually take?
Well, it depends completely on the size of the tumor. That tumor can be just a little pigmentation and a fraction of a millimeter, or it can have extended, and take up 50% of the volume of the eye.
Really?
So because it can be rapidly growing. So, how long it has to, you have to have that radiation plaque on the eye is completely individual and tailored to the tumor size itself.
So you see, there could be a good, fairly good prognosis with not much eye vision loss.
It completely depends on where that tumor is and how large.
I see.
And certainly I have seen patients who have preserved vision, but on the other hand, the tumor may be in such a location that it has, by just its initial presentation, may have already done permanent damage to the vision. So really, really hard to know without actually looking at the individual.
Right. I thank you for your input.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate the call. Basically, what you're saying, isn't this interesting? If you don't measure, you don't know. You hear this guy say it all the time. But with you, if you don't have an appointment, if you don't check your eye, you don't know, you're guessing. And I was right. Aren't I right? About age 50?
I always think you're right, Pete.
Well, so true, I guess.
So if you don't measure, you don't know. And to her point, and what I was saying about how long do you treat, well, it depends on the size of the tumor. If whether it's the diabetic retinopathy that we were talking about earlier, or in this case, a tumor, there is a period of time where it goes completely undetected because neither the tumor nor that diabetic change is influencing the vision in a perceivable way. But potentially in a permanent way.
Yeah.
Not in a perceivable way, but in a permanent way.
Well, permanent.
Irreversible.
Permanent is pretty permanent when you're dealing with melanoma of any kind.
Exactly. So, and that, of course, is threatening not only to the eye, but to the rest of the body.
Yep. So with that in mind, first of all, thanks, Michael, for coming in.
Great joy. Thank you.
Get home. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hi to Colleen. And just a quick reminder, folks, if you haven't done anything about your eyes, you haven't had a checkup, you're in your late 40s or 50s, or obviously older, for goodness sakes, do something about it. Get that checkup. And I can't think of a better place to do it than Northwest Vision Institute. And the phone number to make your appointment is 425-450-2020. You're in Bellevue.
And Kirkland.
Two clinics. Northwest Vision Institute, their phone number, 425-450-2020. 425-450-2020. And with that, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great time.
And don't forget, right by the back door.
Thank you very
much.
You've
got your stuff. All right, Jerry, so many things going on at Longevity. One thing I was hoping to announce was a specific date for the two stages of aging. Tim said, I think, even by right now, in fact, I did. Yes, it is on our website.
It's on our website. I looked at it yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
It's on the website, second or third one down. But yeah, it's there. So if you want to see the webinar on two stages of aging, you just go on our website.
That's right. Go to lmclinic.com, and right on the homepage, you just scroll like a little teeny bit, and on the right-hand side, we have a number of videos. Mm-hmm. The first one is like a little snapshot of what we do at Longevity, like a two-minute thing. But then the next, very next one, the two stages of aging. So tell me, I mentioned when we produced that, that I thought this may be the most important, certainly the most exciting, the most dramatic videos you've ever done. Why don't you give just a 1 or 2 minute summary of why you produced this one?
Well, for the last 22 years, we have done what I'm now referring to as reproductive aging. We've been addressing the hormonal decline, the inflammatory changes, the things that caused us to go downhill that we knew about originally. But there's some newer research that over the last several years is now making the transition into human beings from animals. And it is showing us a whole different process of aging that was basically unknown a few years ago. And that is the accumulation of senescent cells that are actually producing anti-growth, anti-healing, anti-repair chemicals that they're dumping into our bloodstream and inhibiting our healthy tissues from growing and healing and repairing. And so there are now some studies out on destroying those senescent cells and allowing our bodies then to heal and repair at their optimal rate. And in the experimental animals, it is extending the lifespan by about 36%. We don't know yet what it will do for humans.
You know, we know it makes people feel better.
We know it makes them feel and function better.
And function, I meant.
Yes, it lowers a lot of the destructive cytokines in our bodies that cause or aggravate many of our disease processes. So we know it has an impact on humans. It's way too early to know how long it's going to extend our lifespans. You know, I mean, think about it. The average human, lives about, 79.8 years in America. If we had a 36%
oh my goodness.
increase lifespan, yeah. You'd add more than 20 years. You know, the average would then suddenly become 100. And in the animals that are acting old, that have given up their sex life, that are tired, that can't solve problems, can't run mazes anymore, their hearts and lungs are not working as well as they did in their youth, they suddenly start functioning as though they were much younger.
Isn't that something?
And it turns out that in people, at least in our short-term studies, we know that people who get these therapies that are frail and tired and unable to do it can up to double their exercise capacity in a matter of 2 weeks.
And what's interesting, Jerry, if people have been listening to this show for a while, they've heard you say that our whole goal here is to help people be stronger, leaner, faster, smarter, sexier, and now we're kind of saying...
We think we can actually increase lifespan. Yeah, that's what we're
very
thinking.
Very exciting. It's called...
Ask me in 20 years, I'll know for sure.
That's right. The two stages of aging. That's the title of the video on our website. It's at lmclinic.com. I'm telling you, folks, you got to watch it. You've got to watch it. The two stages of aging. Actually, there's several videos on there. All of them are excellent. For example, the introduction to longevity. That's about 45 minutes long as well. But in any event... the two stages of aging, absolutely fascinating. And those services, those protocols are now available, guess where? Only at Longevity Medical Clinic. You can't find this. It's exciting. Hey, we will be back for hour number two with Dr. Samira Umat joining Dr. Jerry Mixon.